What's behind the sefer? What's the sort of the sefer? Okay. So the reason I'm doing this again is for the people that weren't here when we did the beginning. I'm sitting with the same people here that were here for the last chaval. This is meant for those who never heard it. All right, we'll mechazak ourselves. Do mashir b'dereinu ein dai b'chizuk b'pratim misyamim shel avodas Hashem. It was a big mistake that people make. Big mistake. People think you can mechazak today, this generation, but being mechazak pratim misyamim. Yeah, give a shia, you know, got a mechazak brochas, got a mechazak tzinias, got a mechazak this, got a mechazak. It's true, we have to mechazak all of that. Oh, well, that's not enough. Do not speak. Huh? We'll see, even Liman HaTorah. You have to mechazak that. I'm not saying not. But even just being mechazak Liman HaTorah is not speak. Not speak. Horaya. Horaya, just going to the yeshivas. But the yeshivas, enormous steiging in Torah or whatever, and not one person there could explain to you how much kind of mitzvah Avos Hashem properly. Yibaya. Yeah. Once again, I'm not saying it's bad. They'll sit and steig and steig when they're younger or whatever, and they'll go in eventually when they get older, they'll have the kelim, but I'm saying, they'll almost speak. Almost speak. Not saying you don't need it. Well, you need something else. I remember by the Hespedim for the Pinkers, they had a big evening of Hespedim and of Hakim, and everybody spoke. There were big people that spoke there. Big people that spoke. And everyone spoke about, you know, what is big about Hespedim? This one said you got to machazak that, then you got to machazak this, one got to machazak that. Everyone spoke about what you got to be machazak. At 1 o'clock in the morning, Reb Zriel got up to speak, the last speaker. And no one knew Reb Shimshon like Reb Zriel knew Reb Shimshon. They'd spent 54 Shabbosim together. They did 54 Shabbos seminars together. You get to know people well when you spend that much time together. Besides all the other stuff that they were doing together. He got up and he said, I heard everybody said whatever. And then he said this. He said, Nachinim, all these chuzikim are choshev, but no one's been vazel them. But anybody who spoke like that didn't know Reb Shimshon. Well, that wasn't Reb Shimshon. Reb Shimshon wasn't talking about chizuk here. Reb Shimshon was talking about a total transformation of the way we relate to Kodesh Baruch. That's what's needed. I don't have to mechazak po, mechazak zeh, mechazak sham, mechazak zeh. Person is to mechazak. To mechazak our relationship with Hashem. That's what's lacking. Tzadik be'emunos chayichi, zeh ma shechaseh po. Vada shechizukim eilu chavivim haim lefon izbarach v'yikarim ipaz. Avada, they choshuv and they're precious in front of Hashem. Avada, no one's come to mevaza that we shouldn't be mechazak these areas. Why do you have to mechazak? Ulam yachad im zois ha'utzme shebo mitrachshim ha'dvorim b'yameinu mochicha ba'alil ke'ein dai b'pah. The events that we are witnessing, the world that we're living in, is clear evidence that's not enough. Avinu shebashamayim hoveinu marachameinu doresh mitanu shenechil al mahafocha. Our beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demanding from us a complete transformation. Not enough to just mechazak ya, mechazak ya, fix ya, patch ya. You have to do that. That's precious. I was a lot of speak. Em netze levater rayon ze b'mile macheres nema shakolosh boruch hu reitze meitanu shenashkia koiches gedoilim vatsumim v'kabalos ol malchus shamayim. To put it into different words, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us is to put enormous koiches into a thing called kabalos ol malchus shamayim. What does that mean? We'll see. To dig deep, to drive deep into our hearts, and to mechazak there the imuna, clear imuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam. V'osa oisir yaseh l'kol ha'masim v'yoseh mikach ha'kol oisir l'tovateinu v'zeh b'bo. To understand that everything is from Hashem, everything is from Hashem, everything. And then it's for our good. That's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim is I understand that everything is from Hashem. Who also oisav yaseh l'kol ha'masim. Who levado? There's no one else. And then it's for my good. Who hifkid b'yadayin is kol tachlis abriya v'anu chashuvim lo ad ma'od. He gave over to us the entire purpose of the briya, and that we are more chashuv. Who writes him in a chush on who crave him a love and if no a love, but call Esau Makol. He wants us to feel that we're close to him, that he's close to us, and that we turn to him for everything. All the time. ידיעס אלו החובוסם והבנוסם לפרטיהם, לפרטי פרטיהם, התבויננוס תמידיס בהם, היא הנקרס קבולוס המוכו שמיים. What is קבולוס המוכו שמיים? It's taking this idea, expanding on it, understanding it, meditating on it, in all its details and details of details at Ein Sof, all the time, that's called קבולוס המוכו שמיים. החיים התמידים על פי החיילים לחיילו מהפוקוס חיוביס נפלויס בחיינו וסיינוס בורן. Accepting this, taking it, spending time on it, working on it, living with this constantly can create a complete revolution in a person's life and in the way he serves Hashem. Knowing where it hurts, knowing deep down that everything comes from Hashem and it's all for the good. That's Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim, living with that knowledge. Yadiyas Eilu HaChavosim Kefir Cheinu. Knowing this, expanding it, understanding it according to our levels. Heimeim Advarim Mashe Yuvo B'Sat HaRishmai B'Sfaren Yuzeh. These are the aspects, the matters which we're going to B'Sat HaRishmai discuss in this Sefer. Advarim Eilu Mechavonim L'Chizuk Prat Nusiyam B'Vodas Hashem. If you've come here because you want to Mechazuk one aspect of your Vodas Hashem, you've come to the wrong place. אנו מציעים שינוי בסיסי בתפיסת העולם הרוחני שלנו. What's being offered here is a fundamental change, a fundamental transformation in the way we understand our spiritual world. שינוי הגישה והסתכלות שלנו על עבודת השם והמערכת הזכיר והקמס בינינו ובין הבורא. A total change in the way we relate and the way we look at Avodas Hashem and the system of relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Eino Miskam Nichas Tehulu Lishnei Safilu Kuchut HaSara Me HaMakubu B'Yadeinu M'Doyre Doyres. You have to understand this very clearly. No one's coming to change anything here from the Masoiras of Torah that we have. There's nothing new here. We'll see later, but everything is basis on Kairos HaTorah. Not new, it's just the application is new because that's what Torah is. Torah is always about taking Torah, authentic Torah, and applying it to new situations. That's what's Torah Shabbat there. It has to be vibrant, it has to be fluid. Lo shinu minhagim velo shinu nischois. Matarateinu linseich anegri chadash v'koiches chivim chadoshim. All we want to do is inject new energy, new koiches, new positive aspects. Kedei chneichel lebatzeis advorim sh'anun bein ko v'ko makpinu medaktik pev. All the things we are anyway keeping. We're keeping all the Torah anyway. Everyone has Makayim Kol HaTorah Kulu and all the Dikdukim and all the Halachas and everything, whatever he's doing according to his darkness. We'll inject into that a new life force. B'cheshek, b'chilsu, b'simcha, b'lo k'mitzis anoshim elumoda. Basically what we want to do here is take away the mitzis anoshim elumoda. We want to take out the habit from our lives. We want to serve Hashem real, activated relationship that you have with Hashem, and the mitzvahs against that backdrop means each mitzvah becomes a deepening of that relationship. שהיינו במשך שבתות רבות יחד עם עם חבי סיסיון שבו מכל גם מהקושס היהודית. These ideas were said by many, many Shabbosim, seminars, Jews from all walks of life came, and in the schus of those audiences, these Torahs were machadish. Hours and hours of thought, of vikuchim, of debates, about one very fundamental question. Ma Hashem Elokeinu Doresh Mi'imanu B'Dor Goyre Lazer. What does the Kosh Baruch Hu want from us in this very complicated generation? That's the question. What does Hashem want from me? Shos Eilu Hein Shehilidu B'Satad Ishmaes HaRayoneis HaMoifim B'Svarheinu. Hours and hours of these discussions gave birth with Satad Ishmaes to the ideas that are being presented in the Sefer. Noisaf Nehma, Chochma Ein Kan, Aval Zikne Yeshka. There's no Chochma here, Aval experience there is. Mezeh Sharim Rabbo, Et Zikine Boi Ra'ilam, Lishtatev B'Tzaroson Shul Yisrael. For many, many years, I've been sharing in the Tzoros of Klal Yisrael. Shemayu V'azinu L'Sevo L'Yisurim Shel Anoshim Rabbi Mo'oi B'Dereinu Zeh. I've heard and listened and shared the suffering and the Tzoros of many, many, many people in this generation. suffering that you can't put into words, and certainly not be able to write it. Everybody with these peklach of yusurim, with these bundles of yusurim. Ra'iti ba'eines akashim anoyrim shanoshim ne'alatzim lihidmoidet kup mola. I've seen all the difficulties, the awesome difficulties that people are trying to mitmoded with. V'nafsha mora aleim, bitter lives. Nasiti lachshov keitzer ra'iti mitmoded mul sevel korav. How would I have dealt with it? Maya Messiah beyadei litmoided im ma'amosah kol kaveira heiti robetzesal. The question, how would I have dealt with this? How would I have handled the suffering if this was mine? Turmoiled me. Imashonin gilanu shechosrus lanu yedias basisiyos bashkofes hayadut. It became clear to me over the years that we're lacking a basic understanding, knowledge of basic Torah shkofes. Asher lo yedanu isam, had we known them, or had, if we would know them, ma'amikim or machivim es hamachshove v'izboyos bohem, if we would try and understand them and go deeper and expand our understanding of those basic fundamentals of Yiddish Hashkofe, hayubadeinu kelim ametim, we would have genuine tools leitmoided mul sholot habayot v'nisoynes hamafim es doreinu. We would have everything we need in order to withstand, and not only withstand, but to grow and develop and thrive on the nisoynes of this generation. V'mes shesefe zeh oisek b'yesoydes rabim, ומקיפים של השקופה יהדות על כל חיינו. In a chinami, this sefer deals with fundamental foundations that surround and permeate Hashkofas HaTorah. Al kol chayenu, on our entire lives. Ulam bevatala namachish keitze didiyas eilu musugolim nushoises oire chayenu, nitel the dugma is a sipur abo. To just try and actualize, to try and make it a bit real, how knowing that these correct hashkofas can change the way of a person's life. I'll bring you one example. We'll see many as we go through the sefer, but we're in the forward here. We're reading the forward to see what the book's about, to decide if you want to learn it next month. That's really all we're doing here. After this, we'll have a vote, and then we'll see what people want to do. Pon alei Yehudi, if you go through his catalog of the shearim that he's given, you'll see that many shearim were given to girls that haven't got shidduchim, parents that don't have children. We go through a series of shearim on all the major suffering that people have.
But the question is also, yes, to have how to support this one, it's one thing. But the thing more interesting is to know from where it's coming and to work on this route.
First, we have to understand Hashkofas HaTorah. When we look at the problem through Hashkofas HaTorah, then the problems look clearer and the solutions look clearer as well. That's what we have to do. We have to understand the fundamental principles of everything. When you understand the principles, then you can apply them to the details. The problem is, you understand lots of details and understanding where they come from. You don't understand the shoroshim, you don't understand the basis. Pona la yudi yakav basir pefona esma es hameik alibo. Came to me a precious Jew, and he spoke to me from the depths of his heart. He told me his whole life story from the time he was born till now. He explained that over year after year, he was overwhelmed, bundles and bundles of yusurim that you can't even express it. He suffered terribly difficult and brutal experiences with his parents. He suffered in all the different educational institutions that he was sent to. Came Yom HaShiduchim and he married not the best wife. Chaya nisunim shelo ya kashim ad mod, very difficult marriage. Kutomikach godlu bebeiso yeladim baitim beyoisa. In that environment, you can imagine what children grew up. Everyone with his problems. לכל אחד מלדוב סבל הבעיה שוינה בגשמיס ורוכניס. Each one with his physical or spiritual challenges. אוי סעדם הויסיף, יש לו משפוח גדוי לבסיעת הדשמיה, I have a big family, אך הצורס מקיף וסויטוי מכל הכיוונים, suffering from all sides, surrounding. לא ניתן לפרט את היקף הצורס הללו ולא אגזים עם אימן, and I'm not exaggerating if I say, and those of you know Rav Taub, but no, he's not prone to exaggeration, he's not a razzle-dazzle kind of a guy. So if he says, I'm not exaggerating if I tell you, שאם היו מחכים את צורסיו לחמישים בני אדם, if I would have divided up this guy suffering to 50 people, how you die for his tzoros lekol echad me'achamishim, each one would have had more than enough to deal with. So even if he is exaggerating, let's say 25, you got a picture here. We're talking about somebody who mamish overwhelmed with suffering. How do you help a person like this? What do you tell him? Hashem loves you. Don't worry. I once had a chair thrown at me. I was giving a shiur to a bunch of, exactly what you call them, off the derech, coming back from being off the derech, not off the derech, never on the derech, never, what do you want to call these kids, anyway. Sunday morning at Bonkers Bengals in Aisha Torah, in the old city. And I was talking about Avos Hashem. And one kid, obviously, I touched a raw roof, and he got up and he threw a metal chair at me, he got up and walked out. So I realized I'd said something important, so I went to after him afterwards, and actually built quite a good kesher with him. I wanted to know what I said so that I could use it again. Like you can offend people that quickly, ad kedei kach, you want to know what you said. Anyway, so, yeah. Over 20 years ago. Rav David Lovsky said he got up once and he started speaking. After 15 minutes, a girl burst out crying, and normally makes 20 minutes. So anyway, he went up to her afterwards and asked her what he'd said because he wanted to be able to use it more often. Okay. I went to all sorts of wunder mansion, you know, people that do wonders. Asiti kol segula efsharit. He went through all the segula books. He palalti al kivrei tzadikim be'eretz boilom. Travel all over the world to kivrei tzadikim. Anoshim rabim iftichu li she'im asedo v'ployli matzave ishtape. Promised me if you do this, it'll get better. Masay segula elmoinis yeitivli. Asite et kol ha'etzes vasugulois. And then everything everybody would tell you to do. Ach shum dover shel mamash lo ishtane. Nothing changed. Lechein hineni shol ma akorosh bolchu roitze mimeni. What does she want from it? Oime bepe male ubachnois. Libi u male rachmim al yudi ze. My heart was filled with mercy, rachamim for this person. I was like, tears in my mouth. He was suffering an umlal. What's the word umlal? Umlal is like broken with everything. Hitchalalti lesochechim at ubi yisaidis v'kach shalti otom. I'm freaking him a little bit, yeah, a little bit there, and then I asked him. Oymen ali Rabbi Yehudi. Im akolosh baruch ohev otcha. Tell me, Hashem loves you. איך אוהב אותי? תראה, אין לי יסורים אני סויבו, אין לי יום טוב בחיי, what do you think about love me? I have one day without enormous suffering, how can he love me? המשכתי לשאול, אם תללתי היום, you daven today? כן. האם אתה משקה פעמיים ביום? Twice a day you lie? ואיד מסמיך לקח הסחור השם ומלכוס? And use a shame of malchus in order to lie? האם לא אמרתי היום הבויכה בעמו ישראל באהבו? וכן אוי בעמו ישראל? You were born to a Jewish mother. הרי שאתה בכלל עמו ישראל, you're part of עם ישראל. ואם כן קיצה תוכלים, שקדוש ברוך הוא אוהב אותך, חס ולילה, הכניסה השם doesn't love you. You say הבויכה בעמו ישראל באהבו, אהבה רבו ותאונו. אוי בעמו ישראל. You're part of עם ישראל, השם loves you. You say it yourself twice a day, 3 times a day, 100 times a day. Go after Hashem Elokechol. Lenoichach divrei hushol. Tov. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev oti, keitzad hu oseh li dvarim elu? Madua ani soev kol kach? That's what you do to someone you love? We've raised this question many times. I have admitted to love Hashem as well. How do I love somebody that does so much tzav, agmas nefesh, to other people, to me? If Hashem loves me, why is he doing this to me? The law move on. That's what you do to someone you love. Hashavti loy, so answered him. And any yechodim la'avin is darach Hashem. We don't understand Hashem's ways. And nothing on me. Ulam ein za'oim mekichas v'chile l'boi ro'elim ein yo'ev otcha. Doesn't mean that he doesn't love you. Just because you don't understand what he's doing doesn't mean he doesn't love you. Yitochen she'ada rabba. Could be. Migoidel avosa alecha hu metapol b'cho b'tipol miyuchad v'individuali. Ada rabba. Could be because he loves you so much, he's giving you special tipol. You got private lessons here. Yitochen shezachiti liyois meisim shekodesh bochu mitnegimon ba'anoga elyoinen shel tzadik v'rago. You could be on a very hard dog, and you're one of those few people in the world that a Kodesh Baruch Hu treats with tzadik v'ralo. Medakta kashem b'tzadikim b'chut asara. Ah, lo yitochen u'mitzak, ani lo tzadik. That's cool, I got you. It can't be, because I'm not tzadik. That's fine, you're right. He's such an hog of tzadik v'ralo, but you got to be a tzadik, ani lo tzadik. אמרתי לו, לעולם לא תוכל לדעת כיצד מחשיבים אותך בשמיים. You cannot understand ever, you can't know, not understand, you can't know ever what they think about you in Shemayim. This world, the Chofetz Chaim said, this world's upside down. What's on top here in the next world is the bottom. What's at the bottom here in the next world's on top. We don't know what a Kodesh Baruch Hu thinks. We don't know where you come from. We don't know what Gilgulim, you don't know anything about your neshama. How do you know? סביר להניח יהודי כמו יחנך שב כצדיק שכן אין חכי תחס וחילי במוידה. You're not sitting on purpose. אתה מאוד רוצה לקיים את כל התורה והמצוות. You want to keep all the Torah and the mitzvahs. There's no one sitting here saying, nah, I don't want to keep the mitzvahs, rebelling against the chas vechilil. Everybody wants to try. Everyone's doing his best. We have yetzer horrors, we have difficulties, we have problems in Achinami, but no one is amazed going out there being mevatel Hashem tzivuim. אתה מחנך את ילדיך לשמיר את התורה והמצוות. You try מחנך your children to turn the mitzvahs the best you can. אין לך פרק, אוהל חס וחלילה. אלא שאתה מתקשה. מחמס מצבך. It's difficult because of your situation. לא הייתי לפועל ולהגיש את שאיפותיך ואת רצונך. You have a hard time actualizing your yearnings and your desires and your potential. אבל, that doesn't mean you're not a tzaddik. Hashem doesn't come with unreasonable expectations on his children. Your cut, fixed, unflexible hanhoga, the hanhoga that you're not a tzaddik is completely erroneous. הרי אתה מקבל לך בכל יום השכם וערב ועול מצווי סוף של הקודש ברוך הוא ואתה מעניין לקיימה בכל לעיף. Twice a day you mekabel all mitzvahs and you want to keep the Torah with all your heart. And if you could, you would. Ela shehancha tama l'ani tzadik hogodl. But you got another question. If I'm such a big tzadik, so you convinced me I'm a big tzadik. Got it? Everybody, yeah? Says I'm a fruit and a cab, I'm a tzadik. Yeah? You got it right.
Only you? It sounds like we're all tzadik.
I'm reading. That's your problem. I never said not. I didn't say no one else. I just believe what he's saying. I don't know if you guys do. Everyone has to believe it. The question is, if I'm such a big tzaddik, why am I suffering so much?
But he really used that word tzaddik just as to make him feel better.
No, no.
That's not really what it's.
No, it is. It is. We'll see. No.
Because we call everybody tzaddik, little kids in third grade are tzaddik.
They're not tzaddik. No, little kids in third grade are not tzaddik. No. That's a mistake. I don't know why we call them tzaddik. Don't know.
But this guy is a tzaddik.
This tzaddik. No question. I don't know why we call the kids tzaddik. That's another story. That's not our story. Our story is... No. No, I'm taking it that Imamish holds this guy as a tzaddik.
Because a lot of times we say things to be mechazik somebody, but it's not.
Yeah, mashu achim. Once again, we use the word tzaddik loosely, I agree. The exact definition of a tzaddik, Muslimi doesn't fit the exact definition of a tzaddik. Tzaddik is somebody who's doing the rotz and Hashem legamre. But it could be, plug the goin into this, whatever, it could be that even though he's not keeping kulo teira kulo, he's doing everything he's supposed to be doing, could be he's a tzaddik. In other words, do you judge a person by his total hanhaga, or do you judge him by where his bechira is? If you only judge him on his nekudas habechira, because everything else has got nothing to do with him, so then yeah, he is a tzaddik. If you went through a Yom Kippur, I'm going to interrupt you because it's a moiridika important klalya. If you went through a Yom Kippur and you did what you're supposed to do, so on Motzei Yom Kippur you're a tzaddik, right? Pashtus. You wiped out all your averus. Problem is you've been through too many Yom Kippurs that look like last year's Kippurs, right? Oh, in this vibe, yeah, Baruch Hashem, we found a way to solve that problem. Nachon? Everybody went through Yom Kippur last year. It was a different experience. It was a different Yom Kippur. And the year post Yom Kippur was a completely different experience because we understood what we're supposed to do on Yom Kippur. Nachon? We asked the following question. So those of you who have to go to Shia, go to Shia. Any Wolitsky Talmidim here? Okay, so I'm safe. Rav Kaplan hasn't come in yet. No, there's no Wolitsky Talmidim in this Vard. So anybody who needs to go to Shia or needs to go do what they have to do, who's heard this from me 1,000 times, go. I'm not going to go to the whole sugya, but I just want to raise the issue. We'll discuss it in Elul at length. The question is the following. Since you're only allowed to change one thing, you're only allowed to take on a Kabbalah to change one thing, and that one thing has to be a small aspect of that one thing in the coming year, how do you have the chutzpah to get up when you're doing the entire vidui, yeah, and say, I'm not going to do this again? Because in every aveira that you've done, there's four aspects. Right? There's vidui, chirota, aziva saket, the Kabbalah lahabo. Now, I'm not doing Aziva Sachet, because I'm not going to do it again. And now I'm going to do it again. What's the proof? Because I've clapped Al Chet on this for the last 23 years, and I'm still doing the same Chet. I have no intention of not doing it. I'm not doing anything to stop doing it, because you told me I can only work on one thing at a time. So I've got a list of 20,000 Chatrain that I'm doing, and you told me, and you told me that if I take on two, it's an Aveira. Yeah, we're going to all the riyas and all of this at length. I'm not going to do this now. But if you do more than one thing, you remember this. Yeah? Anybody here remember this?
Sure.
Well, as long as one person, I don't want to like start thinking I'm psychotic here.
They spoke about it in Montreal.
Sorry?
They spoke about it in Montreal.
Certainly. They should speak about it everywhere. They should speak about it in the Chedorim, so that the kids grow older, they don't have this submishta cup of Kabbalahs. Anyway, that's the biggest curse today. Kabbalahs, Kabbalahs, Kabbalahs. So you need to take on one. What do you do with all the others? Now this question is not my question. Listen, Karelitz asks us in the beginning of his Hilchas Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sefer. Rav Nissen is a poiseh, and he's writing this as a Agdama to his Halacha Sefer. This is not a Hasidic Rebbe writing Chizuk for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is not Listen, Karelitz's Halacha Sefer. So, but that's the question. The question is where's the Kabbalah? Where's Aziva Sachet? Where's the Kabbalah Lahabah? I'm going to be doing this next year. So how did I get through Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is only machapa on most of those things. There's things that's machapa if you don't do tshuva. But most of the things you have to do tshuva for. And I didn't do tshuva because I wasn't the kind of the pratiya tshuva. To do tshuva, you got to have a Kabbalah lahab and you have to have a ziva sachet. And I don't have that. So how did I do tshuva? And if I didn't do tshuva, then sure is wrong. You're not a tzaddik after Yom Kippur because you're still sitting with all these untshuvered averas. That the other question? This question ever bothered you before? It should at least bother you. You don't have a solution, I understand, but you should at least be bothered. I'm never going to do this again. Yes, I'm going to sell my brochures properly. Yeah, I'm going to do this. And yes, I'm going to do this. Yeah, and I'm going to speak to my mother, beat you, and I'm never going to get irritated with my wife. And you know it's nonsense. You know it's nonsense. Maybe
you're keeping. The only reason you know it's nonsense is because of your track record.
Because you when know.
A
because
you're there. I don't know. I stand there and I'm like,
you genuinely
don't want to do this.
You don't want to. Oh. I don't want to, but I know I'm going to. Oh! So that we said is the, that's what Rav Nissen says, is the tefillah that we say every morning, but on Yom Kippur, it's the nekuda of Yehi Rotzo. In the Yehi Rotzo we say right after the thing, Shelo Echta Oid. You don't want to do it again. The charota you've had, Shvelo Shavalonu, you've come to recognize Kama Shelo Shavalon in these Averas. Oh, that's the Charota. You know that you want to stop, but you can't. So you throw it on Hashem. And he said to Hashem, listen, I'm going to do whatever I can do, which is one small thing. That small thing I'm going to do. And everything else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers that the Kabbalah, the Azivus Abchet, and all the other babies. That's state of listen. And that's the bracha we say every morning in Birkas HaShachar, those who say Birkas HaShachar still. Where's it again? I want to learn Hashem of all the kukach kasheli help me. Tabkeinu b'mitzvay secho. V'alti v'leni doi chet v'loli da aveiru v'avon. But you ask Hashem not to bring you to a chet and not to avoinus.
V'alti v'einu.
V'alti v'einu. V'loli leni sayon v'loli v'zion v'al shet yudeni and tzor, etc. You're putting it all on Hashem. All on Hashem. I'm doing what I can do. More than that, I'm not allowed to do. You told me I'm not allowed to do more than one thing at a time. So I'm doing everything I can do. Everything else is begeda onus. Onus? Onus rakhmona potra. It's on your head now, Hashem. And Hashem says, I'm in my skin. You did tshuva 100%. Yom Kippur, you get through with flying colors. Now that one thing that you took on becomes very serious. It takes on enormous proportions. Because now your whole Yom Kippur is riding on the back of that 1 minute that you said you were going to change one thing. You're a big Baal Lashon Hara, and you decided that's it. You're not going to speak Lashon Hara anymore. And for the last 20 years, you've promised that you're never going to speak Lashon Hara again. And you've done all the Kabbalahs, and you've done everything that goes, and not speak now, and I don't speak now, not da-da-da-da-da, and Trump Kesef to this tzedok, and done this segula, and done on the Chofetz Chaim's Keva, and everything. And you're still speaking Lashon Hara, v'loshon eklum. Right? So this year, you decide what you're going to do is you're actually going to start learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. You're not going to makabel anything to take on not speaking Lashon Hara. You're going to carry on speaking Lashon Hara as much as you want. So what's your Kabbalah? I'm going to learn one halacha of Shmiras Halosh every day. That's what I took on as my Kabbalah. Do it so, I'm just saying. It's a good eight of it. But guys, a ganef, don't work on not stealing. Work on learning Hilchos Gzeila. You've got more chance of stopping to steal. The guy who learns one halacha of Lashon Hara every day has got more chance of speaking less Lashon Hara than the guy who takes on, he's not going to speak Lashon Hara for half an hour every day. Each one according to his own. I'm not prescribing you anymore. But that 2 minutes a day that he's learning that halacha takes on enormous proportions now. So when the Yetzer Hara starts chippering around about Chanukah time to stop doing it, and you know how chashuv it is, because why is the Yetzer Hara fighting so hard if it's not important? If this learning one halacha of Shmiras Haloshen is not so chashuv, why is the Yetzer Hara killing me and not letting me do something that's so peasy? This is child's play, why can't I do it? You recognize a chashuv, because the Yetzer Hara knows just as well as you do, you're holding your kippahs riding on that halacha. That Kabbalah is the Kabbalah for all the avodas you did. But that's batzas, that's sustainable, that's something I can do. And when the Eitz Hara starts chippering, you tell him 1 second, my whole Yom Kippur is dependent on this. I better machazak it. Tell a friend and get your friend to help machazak you or whatever. Whatever you need to do, machazak that Kabbalah. And that's how Rav Nissen says you get over all the complications and problems. There's other approaches as well from other people. Well, there are kashals there. So this guy's a tzaddik. This guy's a bevust tzaddik. In the areas where he's working and he's trying and he's took on upon himself to do what he's doing, he's a tzaddik.
What do you have to do? One thing.
Whatever he took on Yom Kippur to be mechazak and to do as his Kabbalah, that you've got to do. And it doesn't have to be perfect either. It's not going to be perfect. It can never be perfect. It's not going to be perfect because the Eitzor is going to put all his koiches there as well. The minute the Yetzer Hara finds out what your Kabbalah is, he takes all his troops from everywhere else and he sticks them all into this place.
But I thought it has to be perfect. It
can never be perfect.
Yeah. I, my last Kabbalah was not to leave shul before later.
There are going to be days where you're going to leave shul before later.
When I do, I feel, here goes my whole everything.
That's the Yetzer Hara. That's good for the Yetzer Hara. Because now the Yetzer Hara got me not to learn my Hilchos Lashon Hara, whatever the Kabbalah was once. Oh well, throwing the talam over, it's game over, I can't be perfect. It's like Sfira Sohime, you know, I missed one day, that's it. No shwurs for me. I'm over. That's good for the Yetzer Hara. No, you fell, you pick yourself up and you go again. Sada.
No, sometimes something happens and I have to leave.
Sada, you fell, you slipped. Even if nothing happened, you just had this taiva to get out of shul. You just couldn't be in shul anymore and you blasted out of shul. It happens, Sada. You needed a cup of coffee, the chuf, suddenly you have a type of a coffee. You never had a coffee in your life before. Suddenly you have to burst out of shul before a lady to have a cup of coffee. It happens to people. Great people told me that happened to them. One of the poiskim of this generation told me that happens to him in Davini. Yet he has a yetzer hara, but birkas kohanim to go outside and have a coffee. Yetzer hara knows where to fart. The Baal Madrega, this, not somebody, not someone small, somebody who's oivered on himself, a real Baal Avoida. He says, that's where he has any sign. Whatever it is, no. You have to look back over the year and say, you know what? Nicht schlecht. That wasn't a bad year. I managed your Teo Pachot. I did what I still got to do. It doesn't have to be perfect. If you find that you can't hold and it's not, you're not handling it, bichlal, okay, then you have to look and see maybe you took on too much. Then maybe you have to cut down the Kabbalah. It's too big. Rabbi Sol Salanter says, when you've cut it down to the bare minimum, you can get to Harvard. Maybe you'll have a chance. I gave a share once why the Yetzirah doesn't let you do this. Yetzirah doesn't want you to do these small little things.
Which we actually stick to them. There's a chance.
Because he knows, no, because he knows where they lead to. The same way as the Yetzirah never comes to you with big things either. The Yetzirah never comes to somebody with a packet of cigarettes and said, yeah, start smoking again. He came to the guy who was trying to give up smoke and he said, just one puff. One puff, what's one puff? What does the Yetzirah want? He doesn't want one puff, he wants the whole box. So you flip that on his head. I'm coming to the Yetzirah with one halacha a day. What do I want? I want to stop speaking Lashon Hara. So what's that going to help? Because learning one halacha every day is going to stop me speaking Lashon Hara. The Yetzirah understands it better than you. That's why he comes and he fights at one halacha. Because you know, if he leaves you alone, it's the same as the one puff of a cigarette. If he tells you to have one puff of a cigarette, he knows what he's after. He's after the box. That's why the tzaddikim, they don't see the one puff, they see the end result. That's why the Yetzer Hara, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes out the Yetzer Hara between in front of the tzaddikim and the Rishoyim, they both cry.
The tzaddikim,
it looks like a big mountain. Why? Because they saw the sof. They saw the mountain. The Yetzer Hara never comes with anything small. What he's after is your life. He wants to kill you. So when he comes to you with something small, you have to roya sameila. You have to see the sof daitoi. So we use that against the Yetzirah. It's the same as you're learning. The Yetzirah comes to you and says, yalla, enough learning for today, let's go. You tell him, you're right? I agree, let's go, it's enough. But just give me 5 more minutes. I'll learn for 5 more minutes and then we'll go get a Coke. After 5 minutes, what happens? It's usually 15 minutes goes. Yeah, then 15 minutes he comes back to you and says, no, what's with the Coke? Tell him, ah, excellent idea. Just give me 5 more minutes, I just want to finish this piece out and then we'll go. And that's because that's what he does to you. You're lying in bed, let's go daven shachris. The Yetzirah never ever said to anybody, you're not davening shachris today. I've only got a daven, but there's another minute in 15 minutes. Sleep another 10 minutes. You use the same tool, the delaying tool of the Yetzirah against him. It's the same here. Same as the Yetzirah comes to us with little tippy things. We use those tippy things against him. And that's the Kabbalah for Yom Kippur. Now you go to Yom Kippur. You know what you've done. Baruch Hashem. And you have a cry for what you have to do and what you can't do. You don't walk around with a burden on your head. You feel free. Now you have to do what you have to do. You're cry meyachus for what you have to do. And for that even you have to daven. You have to daven that you can makayim that as well. You need Hashem's help to keep that going also. Aval, not the sense of this like, yeah, I know that I did Yom Kippur, but somehow I feel icky because there's a million things that I'm still going to be doing wrong. Blah, 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 blah. Of course you're going to do them wrong. You can only change one thing at a time. Hashem never asked us to be perfect. It's a process. We're not Christians. We don't become perfect overnight because somebody did something for us. We have to do it ourselves. We have to work. And what's amazing is when you do this, you start seeing other areas just fixing up themselves. You suddenly start seeing other areas that you had nisrenus in just suddenly whip away. That's my experience. You see areas that you thought about, maybe I'll take on this, and you go, you know what, this is more central, this is more fundamental, I'm going to work on this. What about this? I'm going to have to throw that upon on Hashem, you know. And suddenly you start doing this and you're working and you suddenly see this thing starts losing koyach. Amazing. You saw that this year?
A little bit.
Oh! Anyway, that we'll discuss in Elul Metzashem. I'm sorry, I'm way over time here. Yeah. Bad injury time.